Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Welcome, my dear listener, to episode 46 of the Career Change Podcast, The Endless Hunt for the Perfect Career Change Idea. Now, this particular episode is very much for you if you are not just the overwhelmer type where your brain is literally like a popcorn machine of ideas, but it's even more so for you if you are also a perfectionist, as in what I call a perfectionist overwhelmer, who's still stuck in that job or that career you don't enjoy because you're still somehow hoping that the one perfect idea will come to you if you just keep looking or if you just keep waiting, right? Your mantra is literally like, just one more idea. You literally cannot help yourself going down the rabbit hole of possibilities, driven by this insane need to find the perfect idea. You just need one more idea. So an alternative, very long title of this episode could also be how to handle a perfectionist, multi-passionate popcorn brain. Did I get you there? Now, there are many combos of overwhelmer. So an overwhelmer being someone who has too many ideas or too many passions or too many distractions and just keep coming up with new ideas and gets overwhelmed by all of them, don't actually do anything about them. But I also wanted to do an episode for those of you who are what I call the overwhelmer plus perfectionist. And it's a trap that I see a lot of you fall into. And it's a trap that it can be really hard to get out of, especially by yourself. You're on this endless hunt for this perfect idea, you know, endless hunt for ideas, but also you want to find that idea and it has to be perfect. It literally is a race, an endless race to the bottom of a never-ending hole. So let's talk about how to get you out of there. Right. What I also just would say, I do recommend that you listen to this episode, even if you don't feel like a multi-passionate, overwhelmed by ideas type of person. But if you do have perfectionist tendencies, which I know that so many of you do. So even if the overwhelmer does not describe you, even if you maybe only have a few ideas or you may be more of an overthinker, then I still recommend listening to this episode because many of the things that I'll suggest for the perfectionist overwhelmer will also be helpful for people who just have a perfectionist streak too, even if you don't have a lot of ideas. So what I know is that a lot of my listeners, a lot of my clients, you suffer from what I call toxic perfectionism, which means that you are still stuck in a job that you hate or you don't enjoy because you'll rather stay stuck there rather than risking having to implement an idea that's not perfect. So just check in with yourself there and keep listening. Now also, just let me remind you, or in case you're new, the Career Change Podcast is very much based on the most frequently requested topics and questions that I get from my subscribers over the Career Change Podcast. So if you are a listener who would like to suggest topics and questions for the podcast, make sure you sign up for my mailing list over the careerchangepodcast.com. And you might remember that I talked about overwhelmers back in episode 44 of the Career Change Podcast, the episode around how to get out of your head and how to handle idea overwhelm and overthinking. And I can really tell that it resonated with a lot of you. And for a lot of you, it was the first time you came across this idea of an overwhelmer. The episode almost gave you a new vocabulary for understanding how you self-sabotage, how you get stuck. And this is a lot of the work that I do with my clients and also part of what I want to do with the Career Change Podcast, give you vocabulary and a framework for understanding why you are stuck and how to get unstuck. And I can tell that a lot of you really identify with being an overwhelmer, being someone who has way too many ideas and feel overwhelmed by them. So after episode 45 went live, here is one email that I got from Sharon, a wonderful listener in Canada. Hello, my Canadian listeners. I love Canada. So she'd recognize herself. And by the way, before I go in and talk about Sharon, thank you so much to all of those of you who email me when there is an episode that you really enjoy and tell me how it's impacting you. That means the world to me. So Sharon, when she listened to episode 45, she really recognized herself in my description of being an overwhelmer. And she'd never actually realized before that she was also being an overwhelmer with her career change too. So here's how she realized that. Let me read out part of the email that she sent me. Hi, Ricky. The timing of this particular episode was perfect for me as I had recently adopted two rescue kittens and I just could not decide on names for them. It had been over 3 weeks and I kept Googling more names and my list kept growing and growing. I had a short list of over 57 names and I just wasn't getting anywhere. I kept thinking the perfect name would just come to me or that I would discover it if I just looked at one more cat names website. But also I was getting anxious and second-guessing everything. So when I heard this episode, I recognized that I was getting stuck in overwhelm and I was able to finally just pick something and go with it. They're called now Teddy and Toby. So this episode really made me realize a number of things, Sharon told me. Number one, the way you are in one thing is probably the way you are in many things, e.g. I'm an overwhelmer by nature with a popcorn brain that can generate endless possibilities, whether it's for a career or business idea or cat names or what I eat for dinner. And number two, being overwhelmed is different than overthinking. I suppose there's a bit of overlap, but I realized that it wasn't me having one or two options that I was doing rigorous analysis on. It was just me constantly hopping from one option to another. End of email for now. So Sharon, I'm really glad to hear that you had that aha moment, and I know that a lot of you listening to that episode had it. So just check in with you, with yourself, my dear listener. Can you relate to this? Maybe you also realized by listening to episode 43 or just by listening to my description a couple of minutes ago about an overwhelmer, maybe you also realized, oh my God, that's exactly what I am. I am an overwhelmer. Now, I'm specifically using Sharon's email and this cat example because you are very likely doing the very, very same thing with your career change ideas, right? You just keep looking and keep hoping, right? Now, I just want to make a note here for you, Sharon, and for anybody else listening. Be very careful with the language that you use. So Sharon says that she's an overwhelmer by nature. Now, I don't agree with that. Nobody's an overwhelmer by nature. What you are is someone who might have that tendency, but what you are more than that is you're someone who's allowing yourself to indulge in the behavior. You don't have to be like that. Nature doesn't force you to be anything. What you're doing is indulging in a behavior that's not helpful. So you do have a choice to change it. Just a note there. Now, but when I read through Sharon's email, it wasn't just the popcorn brain that stood out to me. It was also, more than anything, her perfectionism. So remember Sharon kept saying, or she said, I kept thinking the perfect name would come to me soon, or I would discover it if I just look at one more cat name's website. Meanwhile, I was getting anxious and second guessing everything. Now, I replied back to Sharon and told her that she did indeed sound like an overwhelmer. However, more precisely, she's what I would call a perfectionist overwhelmer, an overwhelmer perfectionist, but also with a fear of commitment and imperfection thrown in. And then she replied back saying, oh yeah, When it comes to career change, she replied back to me and in the email to me, oh yeah, when it comes to career change, if I have to commit to this choice, then it better darn well be perfect, LOL. Touche. Hence why Sharon, and maybe you, keep looking for the perfect idea rather than committing to any of them to actually find out how they work in the real world. So if you can relate to this dilemma, this way of behaving, of being an overwhelmer perfectionist or perfectionist overwhelmer, then keep listening. There's a lot to unpack here, and I'll address some of the issues here. If, my dear listener, you want me to go deeper with any of them, just let me know. Come over to thecareerchangepodcast.com, sign up for the mailing list there, and then you can let me know if there is any of this you want me to go deeper with. But in this episode, there are 3 points that I want to cover with you. Number one is the fact that the one perfect idea does not exist out there. You design and you test and you create it. And the one perfect idea does especially not exist down the endless rabbit hole of possibilities and distractions. Point number two I want to cover is, what if you already had enough ideas to at least get started with your career change or with your business? I want you to start looking for the red threads, the recurring themes that exist amongst all of the many ideas that you already have. And number three, the point we'll cover is, start creating or risk spending the rest of your life stuck in the corridor of possibilities and consumptions only, which is the real FOMO that you overwhelmer perfectionist should worry about, okay? So let's get into it. So point number one, the one perfect idea does not exist out there. You design, test, and create it. The one perfect idea does especially not exist down the endless rabbit hole of possibilities and distractions. Sorry, not sorry to pop that cherry. You know, a lot of overwhelmers and popcorn brainers, they have this mindset. They just need one more idea. And then on top of that, if you're also a perfectionist, it becomes, I just need to find the perfect idea. But what both of these issues, both of these tendencies have in common is that they somehow believe that the fully fledged answer, so to say, exists out there. They just have to look for long enough. The flip side is, though, be honest with yourself. How does this mindset actually make you feel whilst you're doing the hunt? Let's go back to Sharon's email. Here's what she said. I kept thinking the perfect name will come to me soon, or I would discover if I just looked at one more cat names website, and I was getting anxious and second guessing everything, end of quote from that email. So if you can relate, it's almost like this need to keep looking. It's addictive in its flavor, right? You just cannot help yourself. Even if you're absolutely miserable and anxious and second guessing yourself whilst you're doing it. And this is very similar to an analogy you might have heard me use before, that perfectionists, they often fall for, whether they're overwhelmers or overthinkers. And it's what I call the prince on the white horse analogy. You know, you just keep waiting until you find that perfect idea, because it just must meet all of these high standards and all of these perfectionist boxes. So what happens? You're still waiting. You're still looking. And it's often exacerbated, this fantasy, by famous entrepreneurs saying that they had that one moment where they found that perfect thing in that light bulb moment. You know, good luck. For the vast majority of people and also founders, it doesn't actually work like that. It actually rarely looks like that when you look into the details. It just sounds so much better. It is a mixture of things, and it's never just one idea. Just so that's clear. Now, I've been a career change advisor since 2005, and I have never come across anyone who found the one perfect idea in the sense of finding one fully fledged perfect idea that was literally ready for people to jump into and leave everything behind for. You know, it's almost like there's no ready meal here that's just ready for you to pop in the microwave. If you want ready made, you buy a franchise or you buy a vending machine. But what I have come across and help many, many people do is design and test and create a truly meaningful and suited to them business and career. But what we're talking about, this is something you create, not something you find. Yes, you do need to find the raw material in addition to the raw material you already have, but it's not just one perfect idea. Here's one I can tell you about the reality of career change in business after 35. A career path or business is not just one single idea. It is a mixture of individual ideas and themes and values and decisions, etc., etc. So it's a lot more helpful to think about it that you're looking for a variety of ingredients. You're not just looking for one perfect ingredient. You need a variety of ingredients, and then you need to start cooking with them, okay? And the way that we make sure it suits you as an individual and that it matters to you as an individual and that it challenges you and that allows you to create the kind of life and career or business that you want. But also, and this is key after 35, it is also something that allows you to build on your already existing unique abilities, skills, and achievements that you've already got, so you don't go empty-handed into what's next, right? So it's really this variety of ingredients. We're not just looking for that perfect ready-made thing that doesn't exist anyway. But then you might think, oh, that does actually sound like quite a bit of work, right? Wouldn't it be so much nicer if you could just be swept off your feet by the perfect prince and the perfect white horse that would tick all of your perfect boxes in one swell swoop? Because once you stop looking, then you actually have to put in the work. And it's so much more fun to keep browsing and keep looking, right? Even if it's more painful, right? It's just so much easier. But my dear friend, don't be lazy. The experience of crafting a new career or new business is one of the biggest and most meaningful gifts you can give yourself. And you want to start soon. You want to future-proof yourself. Because here's the thing, this might be your first career change, this might be your first business, but it won't be your last. So give up on that myth of that one perfect idea that exists fully fledged out there, you just need to find it. You know, one of the things that I love most about working with my clients and about the work that I do and what I recommend you do is identifying what you actually already have that you can build on, that's already working. And then what's missing? What are the missing ingredients? And then either curate or design or identify those missing ingredients and then designing and experimenting with them to find the best fit for you. That's really how this works. That the best career is the best businesses. They're really designed and tailor-made for you. They don't exist ready-made out there. And this myth of the perfect, isolated, fully-fledged, one perfect idea is a really damaging myth. And here's what I really want to tell you, perfectionists. The only way to really make it perfect, so to say, is by the way you implement and combine your many findings, your various ingredients. That is the only way to tailor-made it for you. Right? Because let's face it, if you found something ready-made, it would have absolutely no input from you. There's no way it can fit you, right? But let me just go a little bit deeper here. If you are honest, that hunt, that continuous ongoing hunt to find that, you know, mythical one perfect idea, really when it comes down to it, if you're really honest with yourself, it's also a perfect way to delay making a decision and to delay commitment. So what Sharon said to me, yeah, but if I have to commit to this choice, then it better darn well be perfect. So do you actually see how Sharon, and probably yourself, you are actually setting yourself up for an eternal, never-ending search here? You are literally telling yourself that if it ain't perfect, you're not going to commit. So that means you are just literally setting yourself up for an eternal perfectionist search down that rabbit hole of possibilities with nothing to show for it. So please catch yourself there. Perfectionism is the perfect delay mechanism for perfectionists. Perfectionism is the perfect delay mechanism, perfectionists. And that is likely why you too are using it, right? Perfectionism is really powerful and so handy because it helps you delay anything that can make you look imperfect. But here's the thing. The price you pay for toxic perfectionism is not worth the cost, because the cost is that you're still stuck in a situation that's not perfect either, in that job or career you no longer enjoy and might even hate. But here's why it's so handy for a perfectionist to delay. Because the longer you delay, the longer you don't have to make a decision, and the longer you don't have to take action, and the longer you can stay in that illusion of being perfect. Just think about that for a moment. But let me ask you this. How is that actually working for you? And how much longer do you want to wait? So replace perfect with good enough to get started, or you will literally risk spending the rest of your life both stuck in a job or career you hate or that you don't enjoy, and also stuck down the endless rabbit hole of the hunt for the perfect one idea. All right? So please know this. The one perfect idea does not exist out there. You design, test, and create it. And it's really a variety of ingredients, not just one perfect idea. And that one perfect idea especially does not exist down the endless rabbit hole of possibilities and distractions. All right, let's move on to point number two. What if you already had enough ideas to at least get started with your career change or with your business? I really want you here to look at your red threads, your recurring themes amongst the ideas, the many, many ideas that you already do have. So what I know about Sharon, who wrote that email, is she's already been wanting to change careers or start a business for years. How about you? Have you already been idea hamstering for years? Then let me ask you a frank question. What are you really hoping is going to be different this year or next year? Because if your strategy so far hasn't worked for you, then what is going to change this year if you don't change anything apart from just keep going down that rabbit hole? Now, if you want to wait and see, fine. But if it's not working for you, why do you want to continue? And also, how old are you? How much longer do you want to risk a strategy that is not working? And also remember what Sharon said, and probably what you can relate to. Whilst you're doing this rabbit hunt, you are down the rabbit hole. You know, you are anxious and second guessing. It feels like an addiction. So may I recommend that you take a different approach? I want you to decide that actually you already have enough ideas. You just need to start working at what you already have. Just imagine the relief of that, and imagine the time and focus you could free up, and a lot less excuses. You likely already have a mountain of ideas in Evernote or Notion or the back of your head or under your pillow or in the back of your wardrobe or in notebooks all over your house, right? From experience, here's what I know about you, my dear overwhelmer perfectionist listening to the podcast episode here. Here's what I know about you. You likely already have enough ideas, enough ingredients to at least get started with experimentation and testing of those you already have. You just can't see the wood for the trees right now. You might not be able to see how they fit together or why they're right for you. So rather than looking at what you already have, what you are likely doing is you just continue down the addiction of looking for the perfect one, right? It's almost like this concept of the hungry ghost. You keep eating, but you never get satisfied. So catch yourself or risk spending the next many years hunting and not eating. Let's start cooking with the ingredients that you already have. Now, I feel really, really strongly about this, that you need to work with what you already have. The answer is already in there. One of the things I'm most famous for with my overwhelmer, multi-passionate clients, those are my clients who are overwhelmers and multi-passionates, is my ability to spot patterns, themes, and red threads that they cannot see themselves among the many, many ideas that they do have. Whenever I work with my clients and they have access to work with me, I ask them to just give me all of their ideas, because I can literally see in there? What are the themes, the patterns, the red threads? What's the umbrella that connect all of those ones? And I can then show them how to, which one to pick, or how to combine in, or how to start either an umbrella career or an umbrella business, or how to, you know, get the best of everything that's in there. And this is something that I really talk to my overwhelmed clients about, because their focus is 100% on just one more idea. But what I want to tell you is you already have the answer in all of the ideas you already have. So if this is something you would like professional help with, then I do highly recommend you do check out my program, Your Career Change Map. You can do that over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. Just click on the Work With Me button. You get all the details. This is something I love doing. I have a lot of experience and success with. However, for those of you listening to this podcast, you know, it's a skill that I honed for many years, you know, almost 20 years that I've done that privately with hundreds of clients and reached many more and done that with. But what I just want to say, just one thing here that you can start doing for yourself to start getting a feel for what do they all have in common? What are the recurring themes, the red threads is? One practical way you can start doing this to get an overview with all of the things you already have. And that depends on whether you are visual or audio visual, how you best take in information. So either record or write or illustrate. You know, write, illustrate, you know, record all of the ideas that you already have. Get them out of your head, no matter how crazy, stupid, or wonderful, or too good to be true they are. You know, get them out of your head, write them all down, or illustrate them all, or, you know, record them all, and then, you know, listen through it or work through it, and then take a marker or some way of circling them. And then rather than judging the individual idea by its name or type, just as you listen through your recording or as you go over what you've written or illustrate it, just look for the red threads. Look for the commonalities. Look for what is repeatedly showing up. Here's the thing. Many words, many images, they actually mean the same thing. They kind of point to the same theme or same umbrella. Look for what is it that keeps making a reappearance. What is it you keep being drawn to like moth to a flame? What is the subject or products or services that keep coming up? Is it a location? Is it your own business? Are you an employee? What are the factors? What are the repeated ingredients? What do many, not all, but a lot of them have in common as a theme, as a red thread, as a word? Is it a client type? Is it a type of work? What is it that is repeated, that is consistent? What is it that keep resurfacing? Themes, red threads, ingredients, look for that. And here's another important thing when you do that exercise. Catch yourself. Remember, you are not looking for the one perfect idea. You are just looking to identify recurring ingredients, recurring red threads to do with one or several aspects of what you want your work life to be about, right? So look for those themes, look for those red threads, look for those umbrellas, and then write them down or record them again or illustrate them again. Identify and write them down and then start fleshing them out into further individual ingredients. This is so powerful. I want you to do that to get the overview, get it all out of your head, and then look for the commonalities, look for the themes, okay? Now, the antidote really to this endless hunt is to look at what you already have, start pulling out the best bits and start combining them, and then start looking at what can you start test driving and experimenting with to actually get an initial real life full body experience of, right? You need to have that direct contact with them. Now, I know you've already got some great ingredients that you can start cooking with. And remember, you need that variety of ingredients. So start cooking. And this is the analogy you always make. You know that I'm always big on talking about you starting to test drive and experiment early on. And this is especially important for you overwhelmers and perfectionists. So here's what I want you to know. The answers, the perfection, so to say, they are in you. taking real life action and getting real life feedback and experimenting with those great ingredients you already have. You need to start it, you know, experiment with them, not just thinking about it. Okay? So let's look at what you already have and let's start working with that. So number two, what if you already had enough ideas to at least get started with your career change, with your business? Again, do the exercises of looking for the red threads, the recurring themes, find those repeated ingredients and start looking at which one of them can you start test driving to actually get a feel for. What does it feel like? Are you enjoying it? Does it feel right? That's what is important. You will never get the answers in the hunt for the perfect idea, but only for the with the contact with the real world. Okay? Perfect. Now, point number three, start creating or risk spending the rest of your life stuck in the corridor of possibilities and consumption only, which is the real FOMO you should worry about because I know you have FOMO, right? So let's go back to Sharon's email. So remember, here's what she said. I kept Googling more names and my list kept growing and growing. I had a, in quotation marks, short list of 57 names and I just wasn't getting anywhere. I kept thinking the perfect name would come to me soon or I would discover it if I just look at one more cat name's website and I was getting anxious and second-guessing everything. And then she goes on to say, and of course, this has still been an issue. When it comes to my career change, I know that experimenting is an excellent way to get moving and gather data, but part of me also knows that I have to commit to a direction long enough to test it out properly, but then I become fearful of wasting time exploring the wrong direction. End of quotation from that email. No wonder Sharon is stuck, right? And no wonder you're stuck if that's the way that you think. Now, first of all, again, question your assumption. Sharon has this idea that I have to test it for, you know, I have to test it for long enough to test it properly. Now, this idea that's going to take a long time. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever been on a disastrous first date? Not everything takes very long to find out, right? So don't take for granted that all test driving is the equivalent of a long-term relationship, right? So not everything has to take very long. Again, worry, you know, be careful with these identity statements, with these kind of assumptions that you have about how things work. You can override everything. Now, test driving for long enough, you know, time needed to run experiments or test driving, it can literally be anything from a one-off, you know, to a couple of weeks, to a couple of months, to 3 to 6 months worth of doing things on the side. So it doesn't necessarily have to take that long, but certain things will take time. And that's what's required. What is required to change careers or to start a business or to experiment at a test drive? What is required is time. If you want to create something to replace the job or career you don't enjoy with, the currency is time. If you're not willing to invest time in experimenting and time in creating something new, your career change will not happen, right? The time invested in exploring, testing, experimenting is the ticket of admission to creating a career or business you love. That's the price for creating a work life you actually want, right? So don't be lazy. Don't be too comfy. Don't be worried about investing time because that is all you have when it comes to creating something else, okay? And I want to be really frank here because I know a lot of you are very stuck in that really horrible hunt for the perfect idea and have commitment fears and worry about wasting time. But this is also really the crux of the matter to a large extent. So let me be really frank here. You don't want to commit unless the idea is perfect, right? And then on top of that, you are also fearful of wasting time in case it's the wrong direction. Now, let's be honest for a moment here. Do you see why you're stuck? Do you see why you're not taking action? You are literally making it impossible for yourself to take action. You're making it impossible for you to start a business. You're making it impossible for you to change careers because you are setting yourself up to have a perfectionist criteria that you will never allow yourself to meet. Drop, right? You're making it impossible for yourself to go anywhere here, right? Be honest with yourself. Just be really, really honest with the fact that you are setting yourself up for an impossible scenario here. So no wonder you're still stuck. You have an option though. Do you want to stay there and just spend the rest of your life going down the rabbit hole of possibilities, but with nothing to show for it? If you don't, here's a suggestion for you and a big hug as well. I know how hard it is. What I really recommend is a reframe. You say that you don't want to waste time picking the wrong thing. But let's be honest, right now, you are already wasting your time. If you're listening to the Career Change Podcast, I know it's because, or you are in my world, then I know it's because you really, really want to change careers or you really, really want to start your own business. You are stuck doing work you have grown that doesn't feed you. That's not what you really want. You're not growing. You're not creating. You're not feeling like yourself in your career. You might be well paid and they have a comfy pain. You're stuck in the comfortability trap. But that's not a very meaningful place to be for creatives. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So what's the real risk? The real risk is not you wasting time. You're already doing that, right? The real risk is you spending the rest of your life stuck in the corridor of observing possibilities and just consuming because you're going down an endless hunt for the perfect idea. That, my friend, is what you should worry about. You are already in your worst case scenario, right? You are in the comfortability. You're in the comfy trap. And that's not a nice place to be, okay? One more highly important thing to notice and for you to get honest about is something that is actually worth a whole episode in itself and that I briefly want to mention here. I don't feel a lot of urgency from you in this email. Where is your urgency actually for making a change? You sound way more comfortable than you sound urgent. And this is for every single person listening to this podcast. If you're feeling stuck and too comfortable, you should have an urgency for changing careers or for starting a business, a healthy kind of urgency. And you should also be really curious to figuring out what else you're capable of in this lifetime, what else you're capable of creating versus just staying stuck in the same job and the same Netflix hole, whatever it is that you're doing. And this is something that only you can decide and create for yourself, right? And I'm not feeling a lot of urgency from you here. I highly, highly recommend to everyone listening, check out episode 29, How to Stop Putting Your Career Change on Hold, which is all about the importance of having healthy urgency so you can get your ass in gear, right? Also, what I would say, and I did mention this in my email back to Sharon, you're also a mixture. You're clearly a mixture of an overwhelmer and a perfectionist, but you also clearly have a fear of commitment, right? Now, I don't want to open that commitment Pandora's box in this episode. You are aware of it. But if any of you listening also have a fear around commitment, and this might not just be in your career change, this is likely also with relationships or in your life or with other things, then let me know. Let me know over at thecareerchangepodcast.com if you want me to do an episode also around the fear of commitment, if that's something you can relate to. But I want to really give all of you overwhelmed perfectionists a real reframe that I think is going to help you. If you are worried about this whole idea of testing and experimenting, then just replace testing and experimenting with creating, with making it yours. Because right now you're on hoarding mode, and that's the opposite of creating, right? The antidote to keep searching and looking and consuming and staying stuck is to start creating with what you already have. You must create. And I'm not just talking painting or writing here. I'm talking about creating anything. Here's what I know from having worked with overwhelmers for over 18 years. Most overwhelmers, they also have a creative, expressive side where they get into flow. They actually need to create something. They need to express themselves. But when they get into procrastination mode and stuck mode, they go into hoarding mode instead, and they get lazy and they procrastinate, right? And that's what it looks like here. So no wonder you're not happy, right? The way out is you must start creating. You must start experimenting and test driving. And that is where your joy is. As an overwhelmer, you are creative. Your joy actually is to be found in the creation. You know, that's also why, as an overwhelmer, very often the entrepreneurial path, the do your own thing path, is often the very best options for you, because it gives you so many options for creating every day. And that, my friend, is where the real FOMO should be. It's not worry about wasting time. You should worry about not creating. That's what you are here for, right? The biggest risk is not wasting time, you know, committing to something and trying it out. The biggest risk is spending the rest of your life down the endless hole of idea hunting, staying in that corridor of opportunities, not actually engaging with any of them. You're already missing out, my friend. You're already wasting time because you're not creating. And you will continue to waste time as long as you're not creating. So start creating, start experimenting, start test driving. Just start with one small project. You already have it in there. You just need to find it to get your creative juices going, and then see yourself become unstoppable. Stop window shopping. Stop staying in the corridor. Open the door. One idea will often turn into an umbrella theme. You know, find that umbrella theme, that red thread you have, and then just start with smaller projects to test drive. And test driving doesn't have to take that long. You will know pretty soon, all right? Get cracking. You can look for the one perfect idea forever, or you can start cooking with the ingredients that you already have with those red threads, with those themes, and you can start right now. You can start cooking and testing your way to your unique fit. All right. So number three, start creating, or risk spending the rest of your life stuck in the corridor of possibilities and consumption only, which is the real FOMO you should worry about. Okay. So let's wrap up. And also, thank you, Sharon, for sharing so bravely and so openly what you're going through. I trust that all of you out there who can relate to this found this episode super helpful. All right, so let's wrap up. Number one, the one perfect idea does not exist out there. You design, test, and create it. And the one perfect idea does especially not exist down the endless rabbit hole of possibilities and distractions. And number two, what if you already had enough ideas to at least get started with your career change or your business? And you do, I can tell you. You already have enough. Look for the red threads. Look for the recurring themes. Look for that umbrella. And number three, start creating, or risk spending the rest of your life. And hey, you're already getting on in years, right? Risk spending the rest of your life stuck in the corridor of possibilities and consumption, right? That's the real FOMO you should worry about. So start creating. You must create. That is the way to stop yourself going down a rabbit hole of possibilities. Because, like Sharon noticed, that rabbit hole is endless and it does not bring you joy. Here's the thing, my friend, your life is not endless and is happening right now. Engage with life, start creating. That is where all the joy is, and that time is never wasted. Listen, everyone, if you found this helpful and you've got overwhelmer perfectionist friends, please share this episode with them. It will mean the world to me. We need to get this message out, because there's a lot of people suffering in silence who just keep going down that rabbit hole. There are alternative options and they work. And then I look forward to seeing you over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. Let me know. All right, cheers.